Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Wanda, let's go, baby! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
BoxingBooks.com. What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was
hitting with body punching. I heard him actually crying there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yeah. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingBooks.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were tough and you were taking those punches.
On Deeply Awfully Productions.
Making women gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. They can't hold us down. We are live, both simulcasting on Facebook and YouTube. Find us wherever boxing fans are watching this fight. We got a live fight chat going. It is Islandry Lora versus Jarrett Hurd. It's a unification. IBO, WBA, IBF is on the line. And we're going out to Matt in the Golden State. Matt, hang up your freaking phone.
Daladi Biasi Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that,
Conor McGregor. BoxingBooks.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just know the guy. I wish.
BoxingBooks.com.
Yes, it looks like the first round of Islandry Lora versus Jarrett Hurd is beginning as I speak. I think Ness is probably a little bit ahead of me as usual, but I'm hyped. Are you hyped, Ness? This has to be better than the last fight. It has to be better, bro.
Lucky they didn't call that a knockdown. Jarrett Hurd slips, but Lora does touch him. But it's not called as a knockdown. What I'm seeing from the door is that Jarrett Hurd is being aggressive. He's coming forward behind the jab. Lora has been able to counter him already, though.
That's not a knockdown, Ness. That was a slip. I will say this.
I know,
massive size difference between the two right now.
Wow, look at this. Look at this version of Lora. He always said it. When you got someone coming forward, he can make an action-packed fight. He lands a 1-2 there. You'll get it on the slow play you got. Wow, Hurd not looking. Oh, big left 1-2 by fucking Lora. Sends Hurd back. Has him on the defense. Get it together, big dog.
Well, we've seen Lora do well against, not well, but have exciting fights against swarmers like Angulo, like Carlos Molina. So it should not be shocking.
I'm expecting Lora to look this way early. Angulo had success late.
True, but I would say Molina's probably a better example because Molina had success early and often and made it a very exciting and rough fight. If Hurd can have any sort of success like Molina did, then it should be a very exciting fight for us fans.
Definitely. Well, we got a very focused Islandry Lora right now. He's definitely controlling the tempo of the fight, even though Hurd is in the center of the ring and Laura's back is on the ropes. It is Lora with all the accuracy, man.
Plus, Hurd's usually a slow start.
Good left hook by Hurd.
Hurd's usually a guy that has to get worked into a pace, worked into a rhythm, find his distance, and eventually start pouring on the work rate and volume until he finishes you. He's a guy that comes on late. I'm expecting Lora to win comfortably in the first 3 to 4 rounds and then Hurd to put on a surge and just overwhelm him at some point.
Yeah, Lora might get tired quicker than we normally see him because in this first round, he is working. He's really letting his hands go, and they have some conviction. Now, what I see difficult for Hurd is the height of Lora. He's finding it hard to kind of land shots, and it's just a lot of real estate for him to play defense on.
Agreed. And it's also, Hurd's doing very little in terms of movement, in terms of work, and making Lora walk more, making him work more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Later rounds, it's going to be a different story. I think we'll see. Does Lora make us a liar? He does train out there with Ronnie Shields in the plex in the heat of Texas. So maybe he's ready.
First round, obviously a lower round just because he connected more shots. You know, he threw more as well. I would say that's a very clear round for good old Laura, the veteran.
It is on the scorecards around for Laura, but I think that both men probably did what they wanted to do in that first round. I think that Hurd established the aggression, right? He established, like, look, this is the type of tempo you're in for. Just know that.
And he established that he can walk him down. Like, even though Laura was landing some jabs, landing, you know, his left hand at some points, Hurd was still walking from post to post. He was still, you know.
Hurd is just so big, bro. He takes half a step. He's damn near cutting the ring off. Yeah, so I hope he can cut the ring off and not let Laura continue to loop out. Laura with a quick 1-2 sends Hurd off balance again. Laura definitely showing that he does have pop because his shots are another one there. Right hand this time lands, sending her to the floor from a tussle, not the punch.
Laura's always been a guy that has respectable power, but not like knockout.
Oh, straight left. Holy fuck. That was the same left that broke Angulo's orbital bone. And he's landing it now a little cleaner. Hurd is definitely upset. He's picking up the pace, but slappy punches.
I mean, Austin Trout landed tons of shots on Hurd. I mean, that was a back and forth brawl at some point. You know, I'm expecting Laura to land shots on Hurd. The only thing is that we've never seen Hurd really get affected by those shots in a significant fashion.
I want to see Hurd land some shots on Laura. Like, you're talking about old fights. Could he land on this guy? He's landing the left hook to the body, but just not enough.
Who, Hurd or Laura? Hurd
is landing the left hook to Laura's body, but it's just not enough. Other than that, you know, it's not really anything clean.
True, and he just needs to mix up a little more. And again, like, it's all about just getting to that rhythm. You know, it's all about working for that. The long term instead of the short term. You know, you're not thinking about what's the next combination I'm going to do. You're thinking about, okay, how do I make him tired? What is my strategic goal to make him tired for the next 4 to 5 rounds?
Well, Hurd's style is a little bit awkward, right? Because he walks you down and then he stands right in front of you in a high guard position. So that works for Laura. He unleashes a combination. There he goes, 1-2, and then either clinches or just jumps out of the way. Hurd is going to have to really land some of these shots because right now I got it 2 minutes into the second round and Laura winning this one comfortably. Another overhand right by Laura on the inside, followed by another right jab. And then 1-2, I mean, he's really working. Could he keep this pace? And could Hurd's face hold up all these shots?
True. And it's all the idea that, okay, you can overwhelm a guy like Trout who's outboxing you and piecing up a little bit in the early rounds. But Trout's no Laura. Like, there is a difference of skill at that point. And also, Laura's landing a bunch of shots this round. Definitely landing his hands go. That uppercut, that left uppercut, is landing at will on the inside. Laura's doing some really good work in this round.
He is, but again, this is Hurd's game plan. He absorbs your punches and then turns it up late. Can he last? This is a different level. You know, as good as we know Trout is and the wins that he's had, Laura is just a different animal. But look at Hurd. Last 7 seconds, again, the aggressor back against the ropes for Laura and Hurd pounding away. Laura landing a right hook right before the bell. But I hate to use the Max Kellerman, but who would I rather be? I guess I'd rather be Laura too, so far.
That left hook to the body, right hook up top by Jared Hurd at like 10 seconds left in that round. Pretty good stuff. I think Hurd, if his cardio holds up, that's the big question. Can his face and his cardio hold up to the shots of Laura, the pace that he has to put on, you know, the amount of mental pressure he has to be in, that he has to put on Laura? That takes a lot out of you. So if Laura, I mean, if Hurd, who's cutting all this weight to get down to 154, if his cardio holds, then he should be able to win in the late rounds. But again, Laura is Laura. Laura is one of the better boxers of the sport right now, technically speaking. So if Laura can just keep doing this, he wins. But that's still a tall order to ask.
Well, round three.
Shout out to Jamel Charlo and Earl Spence. Having some fun.
Yeah, I know. You were complaining about me. I was busy letting our Patreons and Instagram followers know that Jermell and Earl
I wasn't complaining about you. What are you talking about?
And Earl took a picture with Floyd. Yo, did you notice? I know that no one noticed because you're not as deeply rooted into this as us. But did you see the Kell Brook Earl Spence? Kell Brook pulled up on Earl like, yo, give me my fight. Give me my fight.
Today?
Today, yeah, he's out there. He's watching this fight.
Yo, stop, man.
Swear to God, this video, Showtime has it on their Twitter. It's a whole 2 minutes of them arguing. I mean, not really arguing, but, you know, they're doing their thing. Uh-oh, for Laura. I'm starting to see different body language.
That was for the Brooke Spence fight. I don't want to see that.
Uh-oh, shout out to Lenny Castillo. I just got the notification. He won his fight out in Puerto Rico. Light heavyweight, Dominican stand-up. Got some version of a WBO gold something there. He's moving on up the rankies. It's Felix Diaz, boy.
I see what you're saying, but also the body language of Laura. Like, he's staying along the ropes.
Now he's playing defense. I think maybe Ronnie said, hey, look, this guy's probably looking to wear you out. Don't throw so many punches. Make them count. Because now he's gloved up here, giving Herd opportunities.
And I don't know if this is a smart thing, because you want to win these early rounds to take him away from Herd, because you know Herd's going to pour on late.
You should at least do it in the fourth, right? Like, win 1, 2, 3, take 4 off. 1, 2, 3, take 6 off. Something like that. I don't know. Good right hand to the body by Laura. Oh, looks like a uppercut landed as well. Oh, he's sneaking them uppercuts in there.
Herd seems very lackadaisical with his shots right now. Like, he's, I don't know, like, he's not putting a lot on them.
To me.
He's not putting a lot on them.
They're in these clinches. He's leaning over. He's jumping up. I think he seems strong, you know. He's just not able to land clear. I mean, remember, Laura has the stats almost of a Mayweather in terms of punches landed on him.
No, I think, I mean, on purpose, I think Herd is not throwing with 100%, especially with these like little combinations on the inside. Oh,
yeah. I mean, it could be what we've been saying all show, right? That he's possibly trying to, you know, take him late, turn it up late. But I mean, I see conviction on these shots right here, bro.
I see when he goes to the body, he throws the conviction. When he throws up against a guarded, good right hand on a Laura right there. That kind of rocked Laura a little bit.
Fresh walking into the corner. He's not breathing too heavy. Face not taking any noticeable punishment. He's looking focused as he looks into his trainer's eyes. What is all this they're wrapping on him now? This is something new here. It has his name on it, but it's orange.
It's like a personalized towel. Like, think about it that way, you know?
Oh, he missed that left. See? He blocked that with the wrist, but that might have even hurt his wrist, bro.
I will never understand wrapping up a guy in a bunch of
towels. Oh, that was a good counter, but it hit Laura low on the chin. I mean, it could have broke the chin, but it didn't have enough. It could have broke the jaw because Laura had his mouth open.
Yeah, it was a good right hand on that inside.
So we're in the
fourth
beginning of the fourth round, and both men seem a little more jittery, a little more. Laura lunging in with a straight left, looping though. So I shouldn't call it a straight.
Laura should keep his shots tight and crisp. He should not loop at all. Be the more technical guy. And I wouldn't say that was looping.
Uh-oh, look at that. Herd pushing Laura like a rag doll when he tried to clinch there. I think, 3 right hands. Oh, and Laura mocks him. What are you doing slapping me? Punch me, for God's sakes. Uh-oh. Laura and Herd both turning it up. Herd inching forward more and more. Starting to let his hands go more. Look at this. Look at these 3 rights coming up for you, Matt. He's getting confident in there. He's doing some sort of shoulder roll kind of thing there. Got jabbed in the face, but that left hook is landing more and more. Oh! Big right hook by Laura.
Herd's really good at just, like, tapping you.
Laura's comfortable, too, man.
Hurd's really good at tapping you and making you and like drawing out a bad shot from you and countering you. Hurd's really good at that.
Yeah, you know what he reminds me of? Like Omar Figueroa, the way that he's tappy, tappy, tappy till you open up, boom, and he slips something in. You know, they don't always make every punch that they throw count.
Agreed. He definitely has more of a like inside volume punchers.
I know he needs to let those hands go because he's cutting a distance, but he's allowing Laura to slightly take one step out. You see, those 1-2 steps out are enough for Laura, her not to be able to land within distance. There goes that left hook again. It's sneaky to the body for Hurd. But he's got to give me more if he wants to win this fight. I mean, Laura looks in control.
I wouldn't say he's in control at all. I would say these last two rounds have been arguably Jared Hurd rounds.
I see very good defense from Laura and counterpunching in these last two rounds.
I see a guy being outworked in Laura right now. Because unlike the first two rounds where Laura was actually out, you know, being throwing more punches than Hurd.
Hurd's body punches. Shot by Hurd straight right to the body. And he's putting everything he has on him for sure. On these overhands. Oh. Laura connected, but so did Hurd, sending Laura, you know, halfway across the ring. But Laura back in the center, digging with two left uppercuts, coming up to the top with a straight left that misses.
I like Laura's jab. Wow.
Done. I'm going to need just a little bit more from Hurd. I need him to crank it up a little bit more. Holy shit, we got Mike Tyson in the building. Are they bringing out all the superstars tonight?
That's Vegas for you. You get the whoever lives in Vegas is going to show up on fight night. Oh, you actually get an interview with Jim Gray. Interesting. Too bad I can't hear it. Don't worry, Ness will. The official correspondent on the ground.
They're talking about Wilder Joshua.
Ooh, Wilder Joshua. Hmm. Is Mike Tyson going to throw some shots at Wilder? Got the blicky up. Drop me off. Blicky up. Hey, Cruz, please go on Facebook and take a screenshot of Ness's like, eye roll when I played his game.
Shout out to Mike. He need to get some veneers. He ain't really saying nothing. They asked him the same question. How would they do versus him? He's like, I don't know. I would have to be there. And they asked, obviously, Joshua Wilder. You know, he said somebody's getting knocked out. They asked, what does he think of Wilder? He said he's improving. He kept it real generic, and it's probably because he and Wilder have been having that, you know, back and forth on social media about knocking each other out and stuff like that, or Wilder knocking him out in his prime.
Let me say this. Your Oscar De La Hoya impersonation was much better than your Mike Tyson.
I hear you. You know, you can't get them all right. Yo, Hurd, there we go, Hurd. Come on, put some mustard on something. Like,
Hurd's just one of those guys that just does enough. Like, he doesn't.
I don't know about doing enough. He's usually the active fighter. I don't know.
Not really.
It's probably hard to be active when you got somebody that accurate, bro. You know, throwing them shits back at you like that.
He wasn't the more active guy against Trout. He wasn't the more active guy against, was it Tony Harrison? He wasn't. He was the guy that just ended up knocking them out. You know, he was being outboxed in all those fights and getting hit a lot by both those guys. And
yeah,
then
he's starting to do something, I think, bro. That's starting to hurt me, but Laura's digging to the body well on his own, bro.
I think Hurd's left hook to the body is much better, though. And to the liver. That's always going to mean more.
Ooh, look at him trying to rake Laura's guard now. Hurd is getting aggressive little by little. And I like it that it's early, too. You know, it's not, we're not in the eighth and the ninth talking about, oh, he's getting aggressive now. He should have done it later, earlier.
That's true. We're not even halfway done with the fight.
Yeah.
Hurd trying to be a Loma with the rake right there.
Yeah, I told you he was raking earlier. He needs to just continue that pressure. Keep Laura on the ropes so that he can't use his counterpunching ability. Less room to maneuver.
That right straight by Hurd is powerful. He needs to throw that more. It's landing.
Yeah, but so is that straight left by Laura, bro.
They're both going to be susceptible to it because they're both the one southpaw, one orthodox.
Yeah, no, but Hurd is, you know, he's getting hit with it, so he's respecting it.
Yes, but Hurd has a longer one. He should be able to land it at a more safer distance. He needs to be a little more active with that right straight. He's throwing a lot of right hooks, not a lot of right straights.
I mean, he's got to do more, bro. It's just like he's following Laura around. He's not cutting the ring off.
I still think he won. I mean, this round's close.
Look at that jab. He's just pawing with it. Oh, man. Oh, he switched to south. I mean, southpaw.
He's done that a couple times to land some shots. I mean, this is, 3-2 either way, in my opinion.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we've been having some fishy scorecards, bro. We're talking about, I seen 117-110 today. The Gallimore fight was also a horrible scorecard.
Yeah, that was. God.
You know?
Wasn't there like a 118 on that?
I believe. Something crazy. 117-110 actually on the Julian Williams fight. I was not happy with that.
No, there's no way Gallimore only won 3 rounds. I don't. I
mean, yo, they're showing replays. Laura's just too it's too accurate, bro. You're gonna have to put some real pressure on him. They showed the replay of the rake though, but you see, just the replay of these shots show you that Hurd doesn't have as much on his, you know, in comparison to Laura. Laura has some steam on these shots. Hurd, he's
picked, well, Hurd's sweat. Hurd has the same problem that James DeGale has. He throws with his arms 99% of the shot.
DeGale. I can't believe DeGale. It looks so
good. It doesn't use his waist or any of that torque movement. Nothing. He throws with these slapping shots with the, you know, open handed sometimes with the palm of his hands. You know, the technique of his punching is a little bit off, I would say. Hurd has power, you can tell, but he's not using his legs in that right hook that often. And when he does, it works. And he just doesn't use it enough.
So you see Ronnie Shields said he'll offer up Charlo or Laura to fill in the Canelo spot. So he's just overlooking her.
Well, I think that, well, they've been saying that. I'm not surprised. We just know they aren't going to get it.
Yeah, I seen Demetrius Andre say that his team got turned down too.
Of course. Triple G ain't taking a hard fight on once notice. If anyone thinks that,
right hook there by Laura. I really thought, you know, Laura's doing what he normally does, and he's actually doing better than normal because he's forced to throw more punches.
He's forced to be better.
Yeah, he's forced to let his hands go a little more, but I expected more from Hurd. You know, all the tape they said they watched.
Well, remember, it's still the 6th round. We still have half a fight left.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. You know what I mean? This is a veteran. This is a veteran with 300 plus fights. Like, he knows how to at least get to the 12th round. So you can't be banking on knockout. You know, you got to be banking some rounds in.
Yeah, but I think he already took a couple rounds off. I mean, not off. I mean, he, you know, won a couple rounds in the first 6, I would say. You know, it's probably, 4-2 for Laura? You know?
No cutting of the ring, bro. This is ridiculous shit, bro.
Ooh, good uppercut by Laura. Great uppercut. That almost took her off his feet.
Oh, big uppercut by Laura. I mean, by Hurd. I wonder if a replay shows Laura missed that. I mean, avoided that because of the body language. Did you get to see it yet?
No, hold on. I don't think it landed because of the body language. It may have hit his glove because that looked funny with his body language, like you said.
Yo, Hurd is just cutting low, ducking low. Damn, look at Laura brought the Cubans out.
He had all the Cubans out. Hurd is kind of, man, he's, I don't know, man. You seen how he cut the distance that last 10 seconds? He just like ducked low, swung his head like.
Yeah, I mean, he took his eyes off of Laura.
But, jab. Yo, give and take, bro. He landed a straight right and ate an uppercut.
I think, again, I said, if Laura can just continue to keep his pace and not allow her to be able to hurt him, he should be fine. He should be able to outbox him.
And this is what I'm telling you, man. Them shots from Laura seem to be tougher, man. Look at that.
Yeah, that 49% knockout ratio that he has is kind of deceiving. He has respectable power. I mean, people shit on Floyd Mayweather's knockout ratio, but I would say we can all agree that Floyd Mayweather has respectable power.
Yeah. Yo, Hurd is just so big, man. If you use that jab like a battering ram, I wonder what would happen. A little jackhammer. Oh,
he just like puts his jab out there, you know, like doesn't actually like put like its full like wingspan behind it.
Yo, Laura got some cat-like reflexes, bro.
That Cuban style, man.
Cat-like, bro. I thought Hurd landed. Ooh, Hurd landed that right hand on a counter too. Seventh round, actually. Gotta step it up, man.
Yeah, Steve Harvard has the same that I do.
And which is?
4-2 for Laura. He has different rounds, though, for Hurd than I do, which is kind of weird. He gave the last round to Jared Hurd, which I definitely do not agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want to see more from Hurd. I don't know. I wonder what he's going to say post-fight. It was is what's confusing about Laura. I mean,
last
30 seconds alone, like, he just looks weird just in these last 30. He's like he's got a rock in his boot or something, you know? You've seen him the way he keeps resetting, like his feet hurt or something.
Watch that he comes out with the I twisted my ankle when I slipped in that first round.
Oh, maybe. Even though he hasn't shown any favoring of an ankle or anything.
I think it's more about confusion.
I think it's more about, like, damn, everything I'm trying, this guy's still countering me. That's what I think it's about, like hesitation, you know. Well, not necessarily lack of confidence, just, you know, looking for something. I don't know. Oh, man, Laura's making him miss more and more, too.
I don't see it as far apart as you do in terms of that, in terms of what they're doing right now. I see her just being a little bit more inefficient with this offense, in my opinion. I don't see Laura, you know, taking it away right now.
Brown, brother, I mean, you can't be inefficient at this point. Look at Floyd looking on very, very focused on this fight. That's pretty dope, especially when there's always been comparisons between Floyd and Laura.
And to be fair, even in the James DeGale fight, he looked like that too. So shout out to him. Probably just an actual fan of the sport.
Yeah, that's why he's trying to give us Lomachenko versus Davis.
I love the Mayweather versus Davis beef. Just saying.
What do you mean?
Oh, good right hand by Jared Hurd.
I'm in the corner with Hurd. What are you doing? You watching replays?
Yo, you didn't see the last right hand in the last couple of seconds of the round? No, you didn't? Okay.
That was a joke to the fact that.
I know. That's why I didn't address it, Nestor.
He's deleted.
Yo, he rocked Laura with that right hand. That shit wobbled his feet. He lost his placement and everything. Yo, they fancy in Laura corner. I mean, in Swift corner. You seen the inswell or the ice bag? It was gold. Jesus. Okay, Floyd Jr.
Well, I mean, look at like all of the shit. It's all color coordinated. It's all specialized. Like they're definitely thinking about image. in the Jared Hurd camp.
Uh-oh.
What?
Hurd is letting loose, but yo, this kid's guard is ridiculous, man. Nothing gets through that high guard of Laura.
Well, he's also headhunting with the right hand when he gets close. Like, he's not throwing down low to the body when he gets close with the right hand that much. He's almost exclusive.
Oh, wow. Straight left for Laura. And then just walks off proudly.
Like, yeah, you see that.
A little soft uppercut for Hurd. See, this is what I'm saying. Hurd is like pity-pat. You know, the meaningful shots, and I don't like judging like that, but the meaningful shots are Laura, bro. The ones that matter. Look, another straight left. Guy's head's doing the Millie Rock or whatever the young kids call a shit. Okay, come on, Hurd. When he lets his hands go in combination is when I'm impressed, or at least a fan of him. He ducked that one. There you go. He ducked that straight left.
You can't expect him to throw like a 20-punch combination right now. Especially the guy that has good defense like Laura. You're going to miss 90% of those.
I mean, he don't got to throw 20 punches, Matt. He could start off by cutting the ring off. Instead of chasing this guy around the ring like we're on a fucking merry-go-round, you know, step to the right, shoot a right hand maybe.
But, Ness, I mean, to cut off the ring against Laura is quite difficult. We've had greats, potential Hall of Famers, fight Laura that could not do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Look, he's literally walking off on him.
Yes. And?
All right. Whatever.
Look at the Canelo fight.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at it from this standpoint. I'm looking at it from a young kid, 26 years old, champion, doesn't want to lose his title. What should he do? Cut the ring off.
Well, Ness, saying cut off the ring is different than knowing how to technically do it.
No, I hear you. I'm telling him, use that right leg, which is the back foot.
The technical knowledge that Laura has about ring movement, ring generalship, far supersedes whatever Jared Hurd has.
Well, Jared Hurd wanted this fight. He wanted to show us why.
True. Sometimes you can overcome the technical, you know, disparity.
No, or sometimes you bite off more than you can chew.
Exactly. That's why I said sometimes. What do you mean? Of course, those are other times when I say that, Nestor. Mr.
You know, every now and then you think Hurd is going to do it, though.
Put that combination in and actually hurt Laura?
Yeah, because he catches Laura on the ropes. He lets his little combos go, and you're waiting for one to slip through that guard of Laura. See what's going to hurt him. I'm really excited for this Broner Vargas, man. I can't pick a winner on that one. I really can't. Did you catch the interview with Jim Gray and Vargas?
Yes, I did.
Wow. You know, is Vargas like a second string Al Haymon fighter? Straight treated him like garbage on that interview, bro. And even when he tried to be respectful and like, nah, because, you know, those guys are this guy. He ain't never seen my style. He's like, what about Mikey Garcia? It's like, What about this? He started just picking off all the names Broner fought, who obviously Jim Gray feels were better than Vargas.
Yeah, it was funny. And then they obviously went to Floyd to, quote unquote, steal the night, in my opinion. No matter what happens in this main event, Jared Hurd could have the knockout of the year. 90% of the headlines are going to be about Mayweather talking about MMA.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
I mean, but he knows what he's doing. He came on here to say, if you want to make this fight, it's got to be on Showtime and CBS. You know, he set his rules down. You know, now there'll be 1 million reporters writing and asking these questions to the other side. And, you know, things happen that way. It's like he dropped little jewels, right? He said, oh, Al Haymon doesn't want me to do it. Why is that? Because now they need to offer him a lot of money. Who? Both the UFC and CBS, you know? Al don't want me to do it, so you want me to go against my advisor, you better offer me the boat, load of cash. And then Al will be like, you know what, Floyd, okay.
Hurd's missing so many punches.
Dude, people don't land on Laura. Funny thing is, if Laura wins, he's going to call out Charlo. He's been talking greasy about Charlo all week.
Steve Farhard has Aslande Laura up by 2 rounds in the 9th. Probably agree with that. If not, maybe a little bit more for Laura, maybe up by three.
American dream.
That's that Laura.
Porque vivimos chico, vivimos bien.
Damn, but yo, he's finally starting to change Laura's face up a little bit. Holy shit. And he just landed like two uppercuts right there, made Laura look like fucking Pinocchio on fucking on rope still, bro. Cause damn, his legs ain't look. Uh-oh, another uppercut. Now his left eye is really look. I mean, no, it's the right eye.
Did we just change?
Yo, Laura's, what's up with Laura? I don't know, man. His feet ain't looking too good. His mouth open now. Look at his bottom lip. What the hell?
Could it be these body shots and these uppercuts?
That shit happened in like 20 seconds. Everything changed.
No, the second we played the sound bite.
Nah, because he's still digging, but he looks different. Look, you see how he's being, you see how he's like off balance? Look, he's off balance. It's like his legs giving up. Hurt. Look, he's squaring up.
Hurt effect.
That pressure, man. And his eyes getting. Come on, Hurt. You got to throw more left hooks. That eye's starting to look weird. It ain't that I want Laura to lose, but you know, I with the old and with the new. Laura's old. Nobody don't like fighting him.
Well, I mean, what's better for the division?
Oh, one.
Jared Hurt or Laura versus Jared Hurt? I mean, Laura versus.
Right hook and left hook. Oh, head bump by Laura. Her digging to the body with a left.
It is funny how, like, in almost every fight with Jared Hurd, just at one point, a guy that's beating him just all of a sudden just looks different.
Well, I mean,
even
it's that constant pressure. Look, now he's even looking different in the corner, bro. His head was down and everything. They had to grab him by the head and stick and pick it up. His eye is cut now. And on the right eye, it's definitely, right side of the face is swollen. Nicely, I mean, high swells on the cheekbone going back towards the ear, definitely the top eyelid. We could easily get a closed eye in a few rounds.
Agreed.
It's that left hook to the body, bro. It probably slowed him up. See, the replays here showing the left hook to the body, another one, but that one was swung around the back. But it's that left hook to the body, man. I'm happy that it is that because I called that early.
Money in the bank.
Yeah, I called that, saying that he was having great success, and I think it's the height and the range of Jarrett that you know, is just sneaky for Laura. He can't see it because of the length. But Hurd, this is what I'm saying about Hurd. I fucking told Bruce Bett on the end of the fight, because look at her coming out like he's brand new, bro. He's letting hands go. And Laura's eye is closing now. Laura's eye is closing now. That right eye. Oh, man. And he needs the ref's help. He's asking the ref. He's looking for the ref. It's over, bro. He might really get a stoppage. And I know it. I know he hasn't landed anything yet, but just the body language of Laura. He's looking to be gloved up and shelled up. Look. Oof. Good uppercut by Laura, but another one by Hurd himself.
I don't know how Jared Hurd, who cuts this much weight, can have this type of cardio.
Yeah, I mean, he made 153 too, and this is him after telling me it's hard to make weight. he didn't come in 154.9.
We know it's hard for him to make weight. Look at the size difference, man. He looks like he's two divisions bigger than Eslan Delora in the oh, ring.
Congratulate, yo, Laura's still Ooh. Fighting like a champ.
God, that left hand by Laura.
Yeah, bro, it still got hella steam on it. Look, he's pushing Jared Hurd back now. Let's go.
It's just a snappy left straight.
Yes.
Oh,
that left hook landed for Hurd again. Right on the oof. That shit hit like his wing. Uh-oh. Now the jab landing. I'm telling you, Laura's not looking good. Bottom mouth open. Maybe earlier. Remember he landed that right hand? And we questioned whether or not it could have broke his jaw. Maybe that shit is, bro. His mouth open. It's just hanging, too.
Boy, he's just tired. Boy, he's just exhusted.
It could be.
Not exhausted, but I mean, he's just.
So is that Antonio Tauber in the back? Standing up like that with the glasses?
He's PBC, so I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, it kind of looks like him, yeah. But there's a rope like covering. Like,
oh, fucking Hurd misses huge. Laura counters with a straight left. Kind of like an uppercut. Oh, another. It's like an uppercut straight left. It's so weird. definitely palm facing ceiling though. But it's like a so weird underhand straight. This guy is
like a shovel hook, you know, like it's at 45 degree angle.
Yes. Ooh, uppercut by Laura. Fuck, this kid is nasty on the inside. He's not really letting him go, but he's accurate, bro. Heard, man. He almost had this round, and then he's giving up these last bit of seconds. Laura coming on now, putting her with his ropes on the back. She's having a lot of success, Laura is, with the uppercut. I wonder if that's because Heard is just naturally bigger. Oh, Heard doubling up on the uppercut. They exchange, on the hook, and they exchange hooks. Laura getting the last one tools at the end. Jermell Charlo on the outside looking in. Earl Spence applauding, definitely in agreement that it's a good fight. And now Charlo goes ham on the camera and Showtime shows him no love. What the fuck was that about? Why didn't let him call people out? Isn't this what you want? Are you not entertained? Hating. It's 1 in the morning over here. You could have gave us that.
That's why the Charlos hate the media. Shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, why would they do that? Wow, look at Laura's eye, yo. If Jared can land a couple of good lefts, that eye is going to close. Look at that uppercut. He's hurting him, too. Look, I'm telling you, bro. Every time he hits him, his legs don't react well. And look how long he's staying on the stool. Oh, but it's round 11. Jared, you better pick it up. It is round 11, and we had a long pause from Laura to get off the stool. Immediately, Heard lands a couple uppercuts, and again, Laura's legs not looking well. Left hook, sneaky left hook again. He's doubling up the left hook, I'm telling you. Oh, well, Laura, two straight lefts and an uppercut for Laura. Now pouring with the jab. This is turning into a little scrap. Jared with the left to the body again. Left hook to the body. Followed with he turns southpaw again. Or is he orthodox now? This guy is just, it's like an octopus in here.
Like an octopus in there?
Yeah, bro. He's just like slithering all over the place. Sliding around. He's using his elbows too, but not the way that it sounds. He's like using it almost like if he's playing basketball. You know how you're in the paint and you got your man behind you. He's kind of using it to move Laura. It's pretty cool. He's got to stop with these pity pats. It's the 11th round, man. Put everything on him.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like knocking on the door to see if Laura's going to open up and give him a better opening, bro. Just fucking go. Break the door down. A lot of uppercuts are landing for Heard in this round, bro.
Yeah, but like you said, Laura's landing the better shots still.
Yeah, I mean, the announcers just said how close this round is, but I don't know. It's still a minute and a half left, and I feel like, look, you see what I'm seeing. I even know I'm not saying it verbally. Jared Heard is letting his hands go with numerous uppercuts here on the inside. He's raking away. Misses a big back right hand hook. He's been missing wide like that. Oh, Laura with the 1-2 on the inside, but his mouth is so open. Is he tired? Is it broken? Jeez.
I feel like Heard wasted a round here that he needed.
His jaw's got to be broke, guys. It's got to be broke. There's no way he's tired, bro. Oh, my God. Yo, if Heard just steps on it because this guy, his jaw is broke in the way his face is looking. Oh, my God, look at Laura. He's fucking killing him with that 1-2. You seen that shit? Yo, this is crazy. His mouth is wide open. Look at it. He's taking the shots with the mouth. Look, now he's trying to clinch. I'm telling you, Heard needs to step up. You got 30 seconds. Let's go. Heard doesn't even do a 1-2 either, bro. He doesn't do straight like a jab 1-2. This guy, and he needs that right now because he could do the jab. It'll make Laura put the guard up and then try to split it with the right hand. There you go, right hand. But damn, Laura fucking countered the shit out of him with a straight left. Laura's so good.
Well, imagine if Heard had like a 1-2-3.
Oh, I guess a 1-2-3. Over, bro. Yeah, you know why he doesn't have a 1-2-3? Because he's falling in, bro. He's like a fucking junior middleweight Sean Porter here. Look, he loves this shit. He's excited that the crowd's excited.
That's good. You
know, these towels that he have look like the car chamois. You remember them?
Yes, the car chamois. Yo, never forget the chamois, man.
Yo, he's got to deal with the chamois. They brought him back. It's called the Swift chamois. Dry your car swiftly.
Yo, what was Billy Mays, dude? Those commercials were fucking amazing.
Yo, fucking Laura counted him with a killer left, bro. Look at Ronnie trying to big him up. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Oh, that was so sweet. They touched heads. They touched heads. Trainer and fighter all in the corner. Like, I got you, coach. Put your head on my forehead, and your thoughts are gonna flow right into mine. That was so movie-ish. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Matt, I thought you were like the SVJ or whatever. Come on, bro.
The SVJ.
Uh-oh.
Very quick shout out to Khabib Nurmagomedov and Rose Namajunas winning the UFC belts tonight. Just want to say shout out to those guys.
Come on, bro. You're talking this weird stuff.
Yeah.
Nerdy's really coming, but he's getting wilder, and you know, Laura is in a stance to counter, bro, and he's looking for it. He's shooting the left. He just shot it as an uppercut. Hurd is landing those uppercuts too, man. But Laura.
This fight's going on 12.
Yeah, bro.
I think Laura's going to win a very close decision.
Damn.
Hurd just did not do
it. What if it's a draw, yo? Yo, draw was paying like 22 hundo.
Yo. I mean, it's close. You can probably make the argument. You could.
It is close.
It's hard without a 10-8 round.
I didn't score this, bro, so I don't even know who won. I'm going to be just as excited as you guys. I'm just watching it. Like, I don't know how many rounds who won what, but Hurd is coming on. He got a minute and a half get this stoppage if he won it. Oh, another uppercut. It
should be 115, 113 either way.
Yo, he is coming, bro. Oh, my God. Look at Laura's eye. Ah, that shit busted now on that left, that one that was swollen.
It's been busted.
No. He had the right leaking. Now the left is leaking.
Oh, the left is busted.
He had the right leaking. I mean, he had the left leaking, but now the right is leaking, the one that was swollen. He don't look good, but he got a minute left. Mouth is so open. Let's go, Hurd. He just letting these hands go, but damn, he get. Oh, right hand lands for Hurd.
Well, why can't you do this like two rounds ago, three rounds ago?
I know. Oh, my God. They're cheering.
Well, it's been a good fight, and it's been probably the best fight.
Trying to leave this in the hands of the judges, but it's no accuracy on these shots, man. He lands better shots whenever Laura's backing up, because Hurd has such. Oh, the left hook put him down. Fuck, yo, that was not fatigue. That was a good punch. Oh, he got boogers coming out his nose. I told you that shit was a good punch. He can't wipe them boogers either. Ew, that shit looked like a little baby, a two-year-old. Come on, Hurd. Yo, we said it was close. A knockdown. Oh shit, Laura's kicking up. Laura ain't trying to go out, but you can see the crowning on the top of Laura's head. He's so old. You can see the hair getting like the thinning and shit. Oh, it's over. Wow.
Yeah. Really good.
Wow. He got that knockdown in the last round. Wow. Wow. What's that going to mean? Wow. Yo, look at Charlo Hurd. Look at him. Look, he crying already. He think he won.
He think he won.
He do. And he did that. He did that. I told you so cry when your bottom lip quivers and shit because you blew out so much air. You exhale so much. You're like, fucking what? That bottom lip quiver. Yo, look. Oh shit, Laura looking old right now. Don't show that shot. Yo, he's just showing the thinning on his head and shit. Stop that.
I want to see a replay of that knockdown. Give me that.
Laura's a beast, man. Give him that credit for sure. Yo, Herd looked like he still go another round. Why they talking in the corner? Oh, he crying. Come on, what you crying for?
What you crying?
I know it's emotional tears, like joy, you know? But he about to make me cry, man. Don't do that shit. Oh, now they hugging.
OMG. I am so excited.
I guess Laura's jaw ain't broke because he talking with that motherfucker.
I mean, he could have just been tired. Those body shots were effective.
Holy shit, though. That was fatigue, bro. Damn, that mouth was low.
And that knockdown.
There goes the replay you wanted.
That knockdown in terms of scoring is going to make it very complicated.
Shit.
I mean, now I don't know who won it now.
Yo, you give this a draw and Laura got to do this again, Laura gets stopped.
Yo, that was a sneaky knockdown, too.
He's too old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, this fight was brutal. If this is a draw and they do it again, doggy. Oh, man.
It's hard to go 12 rounds with Herd. It is. Laura almost did not make it in.
Yo, at least, you know what? I feel like I made a mistake by not betting, but I guess I was still right in not betting because I wanted the best stoppage late, you know, the final rounds for Herd, and he didn't get the stoppage. Even though he performed almost like it, he didn't get it. So I would have lost my bet. Mm-hmm. Because he's consistent with stopping people late. But this just goes to show the history repeats itself. What happens is fighters get stoppage. But as the opposition gets better, those stoppages, you know, they start to disappear. And obviously Harrison wasn't on the level of Trout. Trout isn't on the level of a Laura.
Agreed. And remember, call in 1-425-569-5241. Or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to call in absolutely free internationally. We're about to have the
first now star card to Laura.
What are the scores?
114-113 favorite Jarrett Herd. Final card about to be read. Oh shit, it's not a draw.
Dun, dun, dun.
It ain't no draw, Jay. Stop it. Oh, they took it from him. That knockdown. Yo. Coming up the hard way. I wonder what Ronnie's going to say. We got to get Ronnie on the show.
Yo, shout out to Paul Herd and Laura because that was a really good fight.
Is that a Panamanian flag on Ernesto's hat? It is. That should say Panama clear as day. You blind, yes. Man.
Well, I was 20 seconds behind you.
Whatever. Hold up, post fight.
Hold up, post
fight. Yeah, congratulations.
Turn it up.
No way.
Here. What are you worried about getting copyright? Too soon? Shout out to
nothing great. Yo, my best friend never understands that I work.
Never understands.
Yeah, why you don't text me?
Oh, yeah. Why is your microphone hot? What are you doing over here?
My mic is hot on purpose. I answered the phone live on the show.
Because you wanted to clown him?
He's Cuban talking about they robbed Laura. Call into the show. Bye. Hilarious. The Cubans are out. Where's Alex at? Get your ringer status on now, Alex. Call in.
Any Charlo talk over there, Ness?
Nah, he's talking about the age. Jim trying to blame it on the age. Jarrett saying it ain't got nothing to do with age.
Ah.
Damn, but Laura's hanging on the ropes. Is he tired? Is he disappointed? Yeah, that's right. Now you cry. You a
unified. Sorry. My bad.
Dang, he going home three belt status like AJ.
Emotional.
Go ahead and cry, Jared. You did it, baby. Yeah. I want to hear what Laura's gonna say. You think Laura retire? I think Laura retires, man. Laura retires because Al gave him like three easy fights before this one.
And he got a million on paper. You know, he got more than that, you know.
He's Cuban, bro. He's chilling in Miami. That was his wife they showed. Like, okay, here he goes. Let's see what they say. Look, he's still over there looking on with his – he's just like – watch Felix always mess up. He be fucking lying. Felix the worst interpreter.
Shout out to Laura, arguably a Hall of Famer. Passing the torch fight for sure.
Yeah, at least Laura ain't complaining. He feels like the knockdown in the last round was the deciding factor.
I mean, it on what it appears for the scorecard.
He hit him, yo. He hits hard, but that wasn't enough to decide the fight.
I don't think it was either, but for the scorecards, it was. I mean, Heard won by a point.
Hundred percent. I want the rematch.
Oh wow! Wow. Play that free smoke soundbite.
Free smoke. He said he also couldn't see because of the cut on the eye.
Excuses.
Last round. Cut was in the last round. Damn, Ronnie on the phone? I should call him right now, see if he take my call. Yo, he all on the ring like, yo, word is born, he robbed me. Damn, y'all. TBV slack, man. We was invited to this camp for this fight. Y'all slacked off, man. Matt want to live in the fucking whack coast.
Whoa. Take that.
I know Jared Hurd's over there, fam.
Yo, what? Why you hating?
I ain't got no Jared Hurd's. I ain't even got no Laura's. Laura on from Miami, fam, a lamb.
Yo, we have Mike Garcia. He does.
Yo, they need to be checking Mikey.
Tell me why you always say
nobody ain't checking Mikey. You know why? Because Canelo taking PEDs. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. end up being a fluke. So they need a Mexican right now. They don't know what Gilberto is because you know how Bob is Bob feeding him, right? So they latching on to Mikey right now. But, yo, Mikey's a cherry picker and a half.
Yeah, I would.
Know what I'm saying? But they only give one Garcia that name, but I mean, Mikey just fought. Let me shut up.
Ness, are we, do we have any Skype callers or are we about to hit the outro?
We got callers, but let me see. Brand, Ed, you ready? Nobody ain't pressed one. And over here on Skype, Ed, you want in on this?
I'll get in on the what's up.
What's going on, brother? What you think of this fight?
Oh, yeah, hey man, some good fights tonight, man.
I want to know why Lorraine give that hardware over. How the hell is it that Hurd only holding one belt in the ring?
Oh man, Laura getting a little butt hurt. Man, look, I put it like this: Laura put on good performance, but at the end of the day, it looked like the same thing that's happened to everybody at Hurd's fight. Same thing happened. He just wears. It's gonna be close like that. And Laura talking about, I don't know what he's talking about. Don't be a sore loser. So it just wasn't your night, man. Just come back and see what you can do. Because at 34, he still looks good, got good punching power. He made the fight exciting, which I really appreciate. But like I said, man, that dude Hurd's just a beast, man. He looks like a man fighting with boys, man. He's just a big-ass dude. So what you going to do about it, you know? Pass him his belt, you know?
Great call, Ed. Anything else?
Nah, that's it, man. Go ahead and get to somebody else. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Nestor, who's not listening because he's listening to Jermell Charlo talk shit.
And he is talking hella shit.
What's he saying, Nestor? You want to?
Jerd got to get his defense. He said Jerd. He said Herd got to get his. That, you peeped that, right? Jerd and Herd. That's a mixture. Jerd. That's his new name. His new name is Jerd. So Jerd got to get his defense together because Charlo's saying he can't get hit by me like that. He said he got hit by a lot by Laura. And Laura's a good fighter, but Laura's a bit old. He slowed down a bit. He doesn't move as much. He doesn't hit as hard as him, and he doesn't move as well as him. So, you know, he like, look, God has a plan. And God's plan was for he and Laura not to fight. So he and her could go. So he was like, let's go. Shout out to B. Paulie. See, he likes that Jared. He gets it, baby. Jared and Herd all in one. Why waste your syllables when you could just say Jared? So was Ed Brown done?
Yes, Ed was done.
Let's go to our new ringer. And, you know, I feel sorry for him. Should we play the sad music? Actually, I know we should play this. Okay, Matt.
Sorry. And, you know, once I play it, I can't stop it.
Sorry, not sorry.
It's fucking bullshit, man. Yo, man, like...
Who got robbed? You gonna say Laura got robbed?
Nah, bro. I'm gonna say the boxing fans are fucking disgusting, man. Laura might as well, at the end of the... His fucking post-fight interview might as well be in the scene from The Gladiator being, are you not fucking entertained? Are you not entertained? Because that motherfucker gave you exactly what you wanted, bro. He just went in there and fought toe-to-toe. Yo, oh, this Cuban's wrong, bro. First of all, Ortiz went forward all fight against Deontay Wilder. If you want to play that back, we can.
Yo, Alex. First of all, Alex, don't say that he stood there toe-to-toe. That was Herd made him stay there, okay?
Bullshit. He chose not to move from the first round. Look at the difference between the first round against Canelo and the first round now. I was the biggest critic of Lara against Canelo. You can watch that show because I called in. And I didn't defend Lara. I didn't say Lara won that fight. I said that.
Alex.
And now I'm telling you, he didn't run. He actually sat there and gave you what you guys wanted. He could have easily beat.
So why you sound so upset? Why you sound so upset if he gave us what we wanted?
Because he gave you what we wanted. You probably think, what the fuck do I have to do? He probably thought he won that fight because I had him winning. And just the knockout isn't enough. And he probably thought he won that fight, giving you what he wanted. Sitting right there with beautiful uppercuts, blocking, not running. Right there, we could have moved and beating this bum easy, bro. This guy's just a big bum, and he's going to get knocked out against Charlo. Of course he will, bro, because styles make fight, but that's not the point. This guy's a... I can't believe they allowed this bullshit. Only because of the dehydration nonsense in boxing. Because that guy is like 3 frames bigger than that dude. That's fucking nonsense. That's disgusting, bro.
Yo, that's not me. I appreciate you. That's fucking Matt. He's so disrespectful.
Alex, you want to know what happened to Laura tonight?
He's deleted.
He killed you, Alex. He killed you. That was perfect.
He's gone, man. He's gone. You're never going to see him again.
He killed you with the...
Yo, what happened to Rigo? What happened to Ortiz? They're gone. They're in the ether. Throw Nicholas Walters in there, man. Throw Felix Diaz. All the Caribbean fighters, man. They just, once they lose, they're just gone forever.
Oh, Felix Diaz, you said him?
Yeah.
Yo, he's actually back in Joel Diaz gym training, man. Hey, Alex, you all done? Cubanito?
I know. I forgot to say one thing, bro. He's gonna get knocked out by Charlo, man, and he's just a bum. That's it.
Well, you actually didn't forget to say both those things.
He's a curse, bro.
Multiple times already.
The curse of Cubans, bro. Curse.
Let's be honest.
Maybe it's not a curse. Maybe Cubans suck.
No, bro, you know we're the best, man. That's fucking bullshit.
Yo, Alex, you can't say her. Come on, Alex.
Dominican ever fight anything. I don't know one Dominican guy. No one. I had his men there. He got knocked out by a Cuban. It's the only Dominican I know.
Yo, Alex. You can't say Hurd's a bum.
You can't handle the truth.
Your boy lost. Okay, it's okay. He is now.
He's deleted.
It happens, man. Like it's
deleted.
It's sad. It's okay.
Damn.
Whatever, man. I just think you know, Cubans are the best, bro. All of these guys you're beating them all, bro. You're beating them all. Look at then in a couple of years you're gonna be talking about Shakur Stevenson, who already got beat by a Cuban in the amateurs. Man, and then they're gonna bring him out of the amateur when he's 39 and they're gonna have Shakur Stevenson rematch him and talk about how good he is. That's
yo, but tell the Cuban to beat Shakur Stevens to turn pro. Why are you still talking about an Olympian that isn't even a pro?
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I didn't get to hear you because Matt is abusing his authority to have sound bites.
I'm saying it's hard to get out. You know how it is, man. But there ain't
no. Yo, send him a lancha, baby. Send him a lancha.
Dude, I ain't got that kind of money, man. You know I ain't got that kind of money.
Yo, no, all you got it. That's an investment, yo. If you know him, you get together with your family. It costs $10,000. Get a little loan. Send him a lancha. Have him sign a contract. You get your money back, baby.
And then they pulled the Gamboa and signed with 50 Cent. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, but listen, Gamboa. No. But Gamboa still paid. He had to pay to get out. Just like Rigo. Why you think Rigo never got rid of Caribe Promotions? Doggy, that paper, as long as you don't lose the contract that you make, it don't matter if that motherfucker signed on a napkin. You take that shit to a lawyer, get it notarized, and file it, you good. But anyway, enough business advice. Maybe you find yourself a good Cuban that's worth it one day.
You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We're the internet, boy.
And that's obviously all you ever do.
It's sad, though, man. Like, the Cubans have had a bad, like, run as of late.
And that's why I'm trying not to fight him in Border Wars this season, because I want one of them to try and get a win. And I don't even know if that's going to happen, because he's fighting Keem from Florida, who is not letting no out of town, no Canadian out of town, letting no Canadian out of town come down there and get no hands on him. I don't know. We going out to Nashville, Jay. Holler at us, man. Give me your immediate reaction to this fight. What did you think? Jay in Nashville.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yep. Can you hear me? Yeah, man. A great fight. Jerry Hurd. Very big, very strong. I think he'd have problems going against Charlo, though. I think Charlo was right about that, talking about he couldn't take his punches, probably can't. Although he did take a lot of punches from Charlo. He took some real nasty punches from Laura that were really accurate, but I don't know, man. There's just the difference there. And Charlo's big, too, so their size difference won't be as pronounced when they get together. I just think... Styles make fights. Lauren always has a problem letting his hands go against guys with upper competition. I think he could have won that Canelo fight had he let his hands go, but this guy was always on top of him the whole time. He never let him breathe. He took a little. I mean, he buried his punch speed, which I thought was kind of odd at times, but like it worked for him. He just kept his hands moving, kept on them, stayed on top of him. And let them breathe, and then it bore fruit. And that was it, man. I really want to get y'all thoughts on Spence and Kell Brook trying to talk to Spence into going back to Sheffield to fight after, you know, already broke his foot face. Why would he go back to Sheffield to fight him? I don't know, man. But great fight, man. Great show. Glad you guys stay up for us fans, and y'all have a good one.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Matt, I don't know if you can remember. Damn, it almost sounds like I was about to say as far back as I can remember. I always wanted to be part of the firm. You don't know about that album. Shout out to Esco, Dre, Foxy, AZ, you know what I'm saying? Nas. But I say all that to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can remember in the show when I was like, yeah, you know, Mexicans ain't really got nobody. That's why they bigging up Mikey right now. So on the Bat Channel, guess who hit me up tomorrow? We got Jose Ramirez.
Yo, stop. Fam. Fam.
Yo, I love him, though, because he always on point with Jose. Always.
Yo, but you can't. They're in the same division, and one's clearly better. So you can't. We can't. I mean, why? If they were like in five different divisions, like apart, like you'd be like, okay, and we have this guy too. Like if you said Gilberto Ramirez, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But come on, Mr. Top Rank, letting the bias show.
No, because you know that Bob will never put Ramirez in with Mikey. He's trying to save Mikey from that ass whooping.
What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, let's go out to Boston, Massachusetts. Georgie Porgy. Georgie, you better sign up to our new channel, The Backup. It's called The Backup, baby.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I think I'm gonna fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love this form, I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Yo! Rocky Lackin' B, the Showtime. This nigga killing it. They killing it.
Yo, who you had winning the fight? Who you had winning the fight?
Bro. Man, Herb B fucking ladder silly. Silly. You see the fucking CompuBox numbers?
Oh, you believe in CompuBox? You believe in CompuBox? I thought they was the mafia.
Those are the mafias.
I believe on my eyes, and they're not gonna deceive me. They're not gonna lie to me. Yo, listen. Kurt cut the ring. I won't say perfect, but yo, it was like every 2 seconds, Lara was on the corner, and when he wasn't on the corner, he was on the ropes. I mean, dominated. How the fuck these men needed a knockout? Not to get rough from that victory is beyond belief, bro. What was that referee who got the dude winning? Burke? Who was it?
The judge?
Who got Lara winning? The judge? Yeah.
I don't remember the name.
Blurk or some shit like that. Well, anyway, that nigga can suck a dick. Anybody out there who got fucking Lara winning, you don't know shit about boxing. Get the fuck out of the way, because you're the fucking problem with the sport. They almost robbed this man. Almost robbed him. Yo, her is big. And when people call talking about, like, Wade Bullitt, let's not make it seem like they're coming out of Mars or something. Because this motherfucker was, like, 3 times bigger than Lara. How the fuck did he make weight? That's beyond me. That's the same shit that I said fucking about what the fuck you were saying to fight Triple G?
Earl Spence.
Fucking Errol, yeah. Errol my big for 147 too. There's some nigga that just happened to make the weight. And that's why they look so impressive and so, you know, because they just big. Well, pretty much that's my call. I'm glad Lara lost and fucking Kurt didn't got robbed, bro, because that would be devastating for these men. Fucking, you're going to rob him after he beat him silly? Motherfucking mafias. Anyway, oh, another shit before I go. Charlo was scared. You seen him when they cut the camera real quick to him? And then he tried to switch it back? Like, yeah. Nigga, we got you. You was concerned. I saw your face. You were scared, my nigga. He's there, and you cannot deny it. They got you, my dude. And he may put work on you. You better be concerned. For her, he's too big for there. Even that child is kind of big, but not that big. That's my goal. I'm out here. Everybody there, support the name.
It is an alien force, not of this world.
Peace, Georgie. Thanks for calling in. Listen, I want to say, Matt, since this is a backup channel that we're live streaming on YouTube,
Also live streaming on Facebook at the same time.
Yes, we're also on Facebook for those that prefer Facebook. But I figured to myself, well, our other channel, it had so much, right? There was interviews and different people subscribe for different reasons. Now, this we're using predominantly for this live streaming, which means it took me long to get to the point. Which means
really?
We should have the same amount of subscribers as we have likes. But it never works out that way. So I said this long thing to say. You're coming because of the live stream. So you obviously are here because you like the show. So try doing that, liking the show. Because you didn't stumble here. You didn't just stumble here. There's no stumbling here. You came. Just saying, we're going to go out to our mastermind. Ron, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I was trying to juggle the UFC card and the boxing card. Totally should have tuned all boxing.
No!
I got to react. Real scorecard. But I was eyeing it. I saw the pace, and I was picking up. My dad was texting me and giving me updates, you know. But, man, if I had a bet, I would have lost money tonight. I did not think Laura was going to be fighting like that. That knockdown was crazy. Man, if her can keep that weight, because I know everyone keeps talking about his weight, because I think there was an interview saying that he might have to move up pretty soon if he doesn't unify. He needs to fight that Charlo fight, get it done with. I definitely would say that's a must-see fight. And Charlo talked a lot. In Vegas, and so he better back it up because her looks scary. But yeah, that's it. That's like, oh, lastly, I don't know if you guys talked about it, but please talk about that Mayweather just throwing Javante in the wolves. Now Javante talked about, hey man, they threw me to the wolves. Nah, Mayweather's throwing them to the wolves. If you check the president on the top rank, he confirmed that they did talk, and it looks like it might happen. So, but we'll see. But, yeah, everyone, like the backup page. Go to the Facebook, support the channel. You know, appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Only because it's B. Paulie, am I going to totally take this message into consideration. Ness, about 43% of the viewers are driving or working and too busy to hit thumbs up. Laugh out loud.
Hashtag. Driving at like 2 a.m. at night.
Yo, but check it out. You see, because you always fucking cutting people off. He said hashtag Matt Stats. Because you always pulling numbers out your ass. Ah, I love it.
Shout out to B. Paulie, who's a boomer, right? He's a boomeranger or a ringer? I think he's
a boomer. B. Paulie is a killer super chatter.
Well, no, he's also Paulie from Pontiac. It's the same person.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a ringer.
Yes, he is.
Man, your face crazy. Let me double check this.
Yo, he's definitely... No, yes. He
oh,
is.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, you should know because you got the list. That's the
hashtag Matt Stats. He is 100% a ringer.
So he doesn't know. If he's using Matt Stats, he doesn't know. Let's go out to the 810. 288-810-288. Immediate reaction. What you think of the fight?
First time caller, name, and where you calling from?
Man, it was a good fight. I'm calling from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, okay, brother. What's up?
Name?
Man, I enjoyed the fight, man.
Name?
He stayed consistent, man. He had a good aggressive style, and he kept hitting his mark.
And your name is?
My name is Marcus, man. Call me Pee-wee.
All right, Pee-wee in Michigan. So you were impressed then?
I ain't going to say impressed, man, because Lara did expose a lot on her. He made him seem real easy to hit. But her stay consistent, you know, the aggressive heavyweight of the two. And he stayed that pressure in them body shots, man. He took their toll towards the end of the fight. And I had it a close fight. For the first six rounds, I actually had Lara ahead 4-2. And then her, you know, applied that pressure, and then a knockdown sealed the deal.
So what do you want to see moving forward?
Charlo going to be a good one, man. But if you give me Hurd and Charlo, I'm going to take Charlo because the ring IQ, man. He has the physical equipment to adjust and the mental ability to adjust in a bad situation in a fight. So I think I get that to Charlo, but I actually see her moving up in weight, man, because he almost looking uncomfortable boxing that speedy kind of a fighter.
Well, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling in. I don't know, man. People worried about Hurd and his weight because of that interview, specifically my interview with him. But, Matt, he made this weight at 153, and he had extremes amount of energy in bursts at that in the championship rounds. So he showed no signs of fatigue.
You can still not have fatigue due to the weight cut because you are a supreme athlete and maybe just a gifted natural athlete like Jared Hurd. But still, cutting that much weight just for your body, for your liver, for your kidneys is unhealthy. Long-term health like risk are there for that massive amount of weight cutting. It does damage your kidneys long-term. And I think, who was it? What was the caller's name? Pee-wee. I think he made a great point about how he kind of looked off with a speedier guy that was a little bit smaller than him. I think if he did move up to 160 and face guys that are a little bit bigger, a little bit more slower, he would look a little bit, not more natural in there, but it would make a little more sense stylistically for him. I think it would be easier for him.
I don't want anybody to overread this performance simply because Laura is an intangible that you cannot factor.
Is Laura. Like, Laura is Laura. Like,
yeah, like, Laura has that style. Look at how easy it was for him to get out. And it's still, obviously, it wasn't easy because it took its toll on him. And, you know, he eventually caved towards the end.
I'll say this, though.
Not cave, slow down.
The issues that Laura presented to Hurd were there in the Trout fight, were there in the Harrison fight, and they have not been fixed. Like, the way that he can get touched up early, the way that he can drop rounds, like, those issues are still, like, heavily present. He just has the otherworldly durability and some real pop in the shot. Like, that, those are his saving grace. He's a Deontay Wilder at 154. Like, obviously, he looks very different.
Whoa, he ain't knocking guys out.
No, but in terms of his athleticism, his chin, his power, those are factors that mitigate his technical flaws against guys that are technically better than him.
I don't like that he's taking all these shots. I mean, Charlo has a point, you know?
I agree.
Charlo is his brother's brother, you know? Does Hurd want to take those shots from a Charlo? Can he take five rounds of those shots from a Charlo?
Remember, Charlo is now, what, in his last four or five fights, all of them have been knockout.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Does he want to take those?
Think about this. Even though the angle is different, Laura was able to land a lot of uppercuts on Hurd.
A lot.
And we've seen Charlo literally in his last fight knock out someone with a counter uppercut. That is a
specific. He said, you know, Hurd isn't going to want to take those type of shots from me.
Agreed. And I think the Charlos should be the favorite in arguably both divisions they're in going forward. Those guys are just supreme talents. And Hurd is a supreme athlete. That might be the difference. You know, sometimes you all you need in a fight is just to be a little bit better athletically. You know, have a little more will in your heart to fight, so to speak. That may be the only intangibles you need.
This is true. Listen, I think I need to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Late.
It is that time.
Yes. Got to pick the kid up tomorrow. Bright and early.
So, final thoughts. Shout out to Jared Hurd for forcing Laura to give us an entertaining fight. If you're watching this on our Boxing Voice YouTube channel, don't forget we did this live stream on our backup channel, Nestor Gibbs, and this video was live and playing on our main channel, The Boxing Voice, in the playlist of the podcast episodes. Will always be able to find our live stream now there until YouTube let us free. I don't know if you guys remember that movie, right?
Is that really a Braveheart imitation?
No, Braveheart. No, it was that movie with all the freaking slaves on the boat. And dude from Blood Diamond was in it. Everybody was in it. We talking about it. It was crazy. And it was like, let us free.
I didn't see that movie.
What the fuck?
With the bald guy from
There's a bunch of them and shit, and they're like on the with the old school slave chains. I can't believe you didn't see that. I don't remember the name. Somebody's gonna be like, "Oh, you're talking about this movie, Ness." I can't remember right now. What do you want me to do?
Well, at least
I remember the moment Matt ruined it.
Yes, I ruined it by not knowing the movie that you referenced, that you yourself do not know.
Well, I'm not supposed to know the movie.
Wait. If you reference a movie, you should know the reference.
I'm referencing a scene in the movie, which is iconic. It's just like, look, that's exactly why your racist mind reached to Braveheart right away. You're like, oh, you're talking about Mel Gibson? Because you thought I was talking about freedom. And then he drops the handkerchief.
No, I thought you were fucking up a movie quote.
You thought I was fucking up a movie quote thinking of that movie, though, right?
Yeah, because that's a more famous movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a more famous quote.
A more famous movie. Wait till someone tells us the name of my movie.
That one, like, Best Picture at the Oscars. What are you talking about?
Hashtag Matt Stats. Wait till someone is going to be like, nah, Matt, you're wrong. That movie Ness was talking about is called This. It won the iFilm Festival. It won Sundance. It was the first Black-owned movie.
Those ain't the Oscar, man. Like, come on.
Watch.
Braveheart was a massive cultural movie in the 90s. What are you talking about?
Yo, you shall see. Where can they find you, Matthew? Mateo.
You can find me. Well, very quickly, final thoughts, because you said shout out to Jared Hurd. Shout out to Ezreal and Laura, because, of course, it takes two guys to put on a great fight. This was a pretty good fight. Back and forth, great final round. Salute to both men. You know, I definitely need to watch it again and score it, because it is a close fight, to say the least. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, Patreon. Hold on, Ness. I know you're laughing over that something. Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice on Patreon. Duh. And you can go there, support the channel, get hours and hours of extra content. Peace, Ness.
Patreon has been jumping, and it will continue. So all our Patreons, definitely come on and give us a cheap plug. Let everyone know how, you know, active we've been and how it's going to be staying. Actually, Mondays at 7 p.m. is going to become our new untitled date and time. We'll be going live for our Patreons only. Every Monday at 7 p.m. is what we're looking at. We got to confirm with Matt's babysitter, and then we're all good for studio. Ready to rock. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Peace.
Peace.